Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLuc. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLuc. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting 7th. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting 8th. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dave Theis. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dave Theis. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Mahias goes all the way around to score. Yastrzemski moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Clinton reaches third base with a triple. Yastrzemski scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to third. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Yastrzemski chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Bresud. Bresud fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Bresud. Causey scores. Lump scores. Seaburn goes all the way around to score. Charles moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mahias. Jimenez reaches second base with a double. Charles scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jack Lomaby now pitching. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is walked intentionally. Dave Thies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thies hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimenez scores. Bryan moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Causey reaches second base with a double. Bryan scores. Thies moves to third. It's 6-2, Athletics. Chet Nichols now pitching. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Bressuit moves to third. Tillman moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bressuit scores. Tillman moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Athletics. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0-1 in the game. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Kahlstedt now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Charles hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jimenez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-1 in the game. Alozic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Thies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thies is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thies hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Thies reaches second base with a double. Brian moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian scores. Thies scores. It's 8-3, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lump takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Causey scores. Tartabull moves to third. Lump moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-3, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Lump scores. It's 11-3, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jimenez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tillman strikes out. One out. Hal Kahlstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bressuit moves to second. Hal Kahlstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahlstedt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thies fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Bill Fisher now pitching. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahias hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alozic takes first base on ball 4. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brian hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Kolstad covering, for the out. Alouzic moves to second. One out. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alouzic scores. It's 12-3, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimenez throws the ball into Lump who tags Stewart, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mahias. Lump reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mahias who is chasing the ball. Seaburn reaches third base with a triple. Lump scores. It's 13-3, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seaburn scores. It's 14-3, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 5 RBIs. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 14, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.